Does that fully understand this? That's a dash 5 on 3244.
Talk to me.
I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order. We've got a lot of bills on the agenda. Many of them are not moving today. I thought about waiting to announce this, but we're not going to move 3162.
Today or not moving, if I may?
You want a clarifying statement?
Well,
we are not moving 3162.
Okay. I think I got clarification on that.
And I appreciate it, and I appreciate the answer.
Today we probably will not be moving 2577.
Is that what you mean? Or?
We will carry it over. House Bill 2386, we will carry over.
2386.
First one. We're going to carry that over too. Excuse me. Okay. I'm in the wrong spot.
Bill, we're carrying that one over.
Well, it takes some effort to clarify with me some days.
8677.
Oh, let's see.
Well, it's only three.
House Bill 3097. We won't be working.
What was that?
Today or Monday?
I'll carry over.
I'm just trying to get a little clarity here.
House Bill 3025 will be carrying over. And there's probably a few others we won't be. House Bill 3195, we will not be working. House Bill 3480, we will not work.
Let's see that.
Yeah, let's stop right there.
Thank you.
So, with that, I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 3058.
Members, this is the measure that permits retired members of the PERS to work for a school district or an education service district as a teacher or a career in career and technical education for unlimited hours without loss of retirement benefits. And it provides that the retirees to remain in the same bargaining unit that they are included in prior to retirement. Sunset June 30th, 2018 declares an emergency, and the amendment before you today, which has not been adopted, provides a definition for the teacher of career and technical education. It deletes the proposed provision regarding the appropriate collective bargaining unit for the retired teacher, and it applies only to Tier 1 and Tier 2 retirees, not the OPSERP retirees. There is no revenue impact, and there's no fiscal impact on the amendment.
Chair Hovey, I move the Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 3058.
Tim Barton moves the Dash 3 amendment to be adopted to House Bill 3058. Is there discussion?
This retains the sunset.
It does. It retains the sunset.
In 6 years?
June 30th, 2018.
Thank you. Other discussion? Representative Barreto.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. Going back to the tier numbers in the PERS, did you say it was Tier 2 and Tier 3?
Tier 1 and Tier 2 are included. OPSERP would not be included.
Other discussion? Not Seeing none, is there any objection to the adopting the dash three? Seeing none, the dash three is adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move House Bill 3058 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
Representative Bart moves House Bill 3058 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Widener.
I'm going to be a no on committee, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do on the floor because I understand the need for this, but I'm just wondering, it might open the door where all of a sudden different departments will be coming through, and I know with people outside, double dipping has been a big concern, but I understand the need for this, so I'll be a no on committee, but might be voting yes on the floor.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Barreto.
Yeah, I think I may be the same. Well, I'm going to vote no on committee. There's another bill in education that is being pushed that would promote other CTEs without having them need to have the qualifications that a standard teacher does. So I think I will vote no too.
Fine. Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it seems like inevitably we see these come up, whatever the situation is, we're always in a desperate need for people to teach. And it's unfortunate that we have to bend the rules for those people versus anyone else. So, but I do understand the need for it. I will be a yes, and I think that it's something that it does have a sunset on it. So therefore, there's a time frame on it. But I want to caution all of us because it seems like it's chipping away a sculpturing type approach on this to where we're getting everyone involved to where they can in fact work and not part of the system. So what they'll end up doing is they'll end up getting so much of their retirement plus a salary, a full-range salary, and that wasn't the intent of a retirement.
Representative Doherty.
Just a clarifying answer to our Representative Esquivel is that the people that are coming back with a career ed and so on and so forth, they no longer have those degrees in college anymore. You used to be able to get a degree in industrial arts. You used to be able to get a degree in those sort of things, and the colleges no longer offer them. So a lot of the people that have retired were licensed and certified under programs that no longer exist, and I think colleges are slowly but surely trying to get some of especially the STEM programs going a little better. And so the purpose behind this is there are no people right now to replace them. And so until something gets up to replace these, those classes would not be able to be offered at it. And not only that, another clarifying question, they're not put at where they're supposed to be on the salary schedule, and so they're not making as much. It's usually much lower, and they don't, the district doesn't have to pay retirement. And so I think those clarifying questions need to be brought forth. And the thing with the Tier 3, OPSER, it's a whole different program, and so it doesn't deal with hours.
Thank you. Representative Evans.
I'm a yes today. I'm going to be a yes on the floor, and hopefully on the floor speak to the fact that had we listened to John Schoon back in the 80s and kept vocational education going, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. So I'm excited about this bill. I think that bringing back a lot of the CTE and the voc ed stuff is important, especially for rural Oregon. So thanks for bringing this bill forward.
Representative Barreto, another bite at the apple.
No, I was going to ask Representative Doherty in this scenario, if they are hired back, are they hired back without benefits then? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
So that I don't know.
Without retirement there.
Without retirement, and the district doesn't pay in it, whether it's health benefits, that I don't know. That it all depends on whatever the collective bargaining agreement reads. Right. So it goes from district to district.
Great. And seeing no further discussion, Matthew, can we have a roll call?
Representative Barreto?
No.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Channeling John Schoon, yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Nebs?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
No.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron?
Aye.
Chair Holder?
Aye. House Bill 3058, having received the votes, is passed. We'll have Representative Comp carry that bill. Close the work session, House Bill 3058. Open a work session, House Bill 3244. Jan, could you describe the bill for us?
Committee members, this measure provides that the borrower or the borrower's agent may rely on the lender's payoff statement for the purpose of establishing the amount that the borrower has to pay to satisfy the obligation under a real estate loan agreement, unless that borrower delivers an amended payoff statement. Provides that the lender may recover the amount that the borrower owes that did not appear on the payoff statement only as unsecured debt or by foreclosing other properties securing the obligation. Defines what a payoff statement is, declares an emergency, and the amendment before you today, the dash 5, clarifies that construction loans are not included and clarifies that the payoff statement or the amended statement can be delivered to the borrower's agent, and clarifies that amended payoff statement must be delivered before the borrower disperses funds, and clarifies that actions to be taken to satisfy the obligation must occur before any deadline, expiration date, or maturity date specified in the payoff statement. There's no revenue impact, and there's no fiscal impact.
Thank you. Representative Barton.
Chair Hovey, I move the dash 5 amendments in House Bill 3244.
Representative Barton moves the dash 5 amendments to House Bill 3244. Discussion. Seeing none, is there any objection to adopting the dash 5 amendment? Seeing none, dash 5 amendment is adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move House Bill 3244 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 3244 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Seeing none, Matthew, can we have a roll call?
Representative
Beretta?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Kuntz?
Aye.
Representative Weidner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kammerer?
Aye.
Chair
Holman? Aye. House Bill 3244 has received the votes. It's passed. Representative Esquivel will carry the bill.
Be happy to.
Close the work session on House Bill 3244. Open a work session on House Bill 3243.
Committee members, this is the measure that directs the Mortuary and Cemetery Board to reimburse a funeral establishment for the costs related to the disposal of unclaimed bodies of an indigent person. Committee heard the measure March 20th, and now there is a dash 2 amendment before you that replaces the original measure. And it expands the definition of an indigent person to include those who's a relative or other person with the legal right to direct the disposition, refuses to pay for the disposition, and those for whom no other person wishes to direct or pay for their disposition. Directs the board to maintain a list of institutions that may accept or process the bodies for education or research purposes. Provides that the duties of their funeral establishment must perform when taking custody of an unclaimed body. And extends from 5 days to 10 days the time that the funeral establishment must wait before transferring the body to an education or research institution. And it moves responsibility for collecting the death certificate filing fee from OHA to the mortuary board. And it directs that at least $6 of the $20 filing fee be used for reimbursing the licensees for the disposition of the indigent persons. And it directs the board to adopt rules regarding the funds. There is no revenue impact on the dash 2, and a fiscal statement has been issued.
Thank you.
Chair Hovey, I move the dash 2 amendments in House Bill 3243.
Jim Barton moves the dash 2 amendments be adopted to House Bill 3243. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Sam Kinnemer.
Parties are now in agreement on these dash 2 amendments. Is that correct?
Agreement.
My understanding.
My understanding they are.
That was my understanding.
Walt Wally, you want to?
Just want to be sure.
Come up. I think they're very, very close on this amendment. not sure if there will be any tweaks to it on the Senate side. It's potential, but I haven't.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Holby, members of the committee. For the record, Wally Ordeman, Oregon Funeral Directors Association. Could you repeat the question for me?
I wanted to know if there was consensus on this amendment.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. That seems clear. Thank you very much.
Is that a yes or is that a no?
What?
That's a first down right there.
Or a no consensus?
That's not a yes or no. But yeah. It is,
Chair Holby, Vice Chair Ketemer, all parties and stakeholders at this point are in total agreement.
Terrific.
Thank you, Wally. I appreciate it. It was, you know, a long little process from working on all of the bills that were up from the mortuary board and the funeral directors. And I think we got through most of them in pretty good fashion. And
yeah.
So
yeah. It was commendable.
Appreciate that work with that. So
call the question.
So I think there's a motion pending on dash twos.
Is there any objection to adopting the dash twos? You good, Bill?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, the dash two, seeing no objection, the dash two amendments are adopted.
He called himself to question.
Okay, Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 3243 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 3243 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none. Matthew, could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Beretta?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Nose?
Aye.
Representative Weiger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 3243, having received the votes, is passed. And volunteers to carry this bill.
I'll carry it, Mr. Chair.
Representative Widener, thank you. Wait, was it sponsored by anybody?
No.
Okay. Close the work session, House Bill 3243, if I didn't already. Let's open a work session, House Bill 2565.
Committee members, this is the measure that makes the Oregon State Bar subject to public employee collective bargaining law. There are no amendments, there's no revenue impact, and there's a minimal fiscal impact.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2565 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Yeah. And Bart moves House Bill 2565 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none. Matthew, could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Beretta?
No.
Representative Doherty?
Yes.
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
No.
Representative Nose?
Yes.
Representative Weiner?
No.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron?
No.
Chair Holden?
Aye. House Bill 2565, having received the votes, is passed to the floor. Volunteers to carry this bill?
Either I could carry it, or I believe it's Representative Williamson sponsoring the bill.
Oh, that's right. Representative Williamson will carry the bill. So I'll close the work session on House Bill 2565, and we will stand at ease. To reconvene House Committee on Business and Labor. And I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2836. And this will be moving to rules without recommendation.
Which one was it? No amendments, correct?
No amendments.
Mr. Chair, committee members, though, this measure provides that the hours of service credit for vesting purposes and retirement credit to members of OPSERP who receive workers' compensation disability payment and later returns to employment with participating employer declares an emergency effective on passage.
Jen, would you have a script, or I can just wing it if you want. Goes to the floor, they'll be referred to.
Without recommendation.
Go ahead, just wing it. See how you
without
do.
Without recommendation.
I will. Hopefully the clerk doesn't mind. Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2836 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 2836. to the floor without recommendation, and it be referred to the Committee on Rules.
That's the script.
Is there discussion?
Did you say it moves to rules?
That's what I said.
Yeah, but I mean, you said to the floor and then to rules?
That's the formal script.
That's what I said. I said that too.
I was supposed to make that motion.
That's how you're supposed to say
We'll talk about that later.
This is why he's the chair.
Seriously.
So.
I have many reasons.
But it is going to the Committee on Rules, so. And there is no recommendation as to passage.
There could be a chance that it may not make it to rules, though.
Is there any other discussions? Seeing none, Matthew, can we have a vote?
Representative Beretta?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Vescovo?
Aye.
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Berger?
Yes.
Representative Nose?
Aye.
Representative Weiner?
No.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gammer?
Aye.
Mr. Colvin?
Aye.
Mr. Chair? I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong bill. I need to change my vote, please.
How do you vote?
2836. No.
How do you vote? So Representative Hurd votes no. So with that, the bill has moved to the Committee on Rules. Close the work session, House Bill 2836, and open a work session on House Bill 3525. 33, excuse me. I'll open a work session on House Bill 3325 and close whatever I opened. To be clear, I have opened a work session on House Bill 3325.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this measure allows the employer to deduct the value of health benefits, retirement benefits, or paid time off from the minimum wage paid to employee as long as compensation subject to deduction is not lower than the federal minimum wage. You have heard this bill before, and Representative Hayden talked about his proposed Dash 1 amendment, and in that amendment it replaces the original measure but allows the employer to deduct health care benefits from minimum wage paid to the employee as long as the compensation subject to the deduction is not lower than 150% of the federal minimum.
Chair Holvey, I move the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3325.
Representative Barton moves the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3325. Discussion.
Chair Holvey, I'm making the motion. I think I'm speaking on behalf of many on this committee. I'm making the motion. Happy to support it as a courtesy to Representative Hayden. Does not imply approval of the bill as amended.
Very good. I think that's a statement that many of us would make, probably. But with that, is there any objection to adopting the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 3325? Seeing none, the amendment's adopted.
Mr. Chair?
I will be closing a works.
Would you entertain a motion to move this to the floor?
Are you making that motion?
Mr. Chair, I move we...
Before you do that, do you want to talk to your colleague? You're going to kill this bill, man. It's.
Then I will decline my motion that I was going to make.
Reyes?
Oh, there he is.
Is there any other discussion? I hope not. Did you want to make a motion, Representative Widener? It's up to you if you want to make a motion. I don't want to tell you you can't.
We are good, so we need to move along. We got lots of bills to work here.
Okay, I'll close the work session on House Bill 3325. And we will open a work session on House Bill 2764.
Mr. Chair and committee members. This is the measure that modifies the circumstances under which attorney fees may be awarded and the amount of the attorney fees in workers' compensation claims. Committee's heard about the proposed Dash 1 amendment. I'll say it deletes the proposed provision that directs the board to increase the fees biennially, and instead it directs the board to review the fees biennially. Also, the proposed Dash 3 amendment requires the insurer or the self-insured employer to pay reasonable attorney fees based on the hourly rate for work related to the personal and telephonic interviews and depositions process under subsection on investigation of claims. It modifies proposed language directing the board in what must be considered when establishing attorney fees. On the Dash 1 and the Dash 3, there's no revenue impact. There is a minimal fiscal impact on the Dash 3. Excuse me, not a minimal. There are fiscal statements issued on the Dash 1 and the Dash 3 that are up on OLIS.
Chair Holby, may I ask a question? So my understanding is that today
we need a motion to
make any discussion. Chair Holby, I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2764.
Tim Barton moves Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 2764. Discussion, Representative Barton.
Mr. Chair, my understanding is that the MLAC co-chairs have reached consensus on the Dash 1s and the Dash 3s into this bill. That's the kind of a conceptual consensus. We will move it over, but my understanding is that there still might be a few just technical amendments to polish up that consensus on the Senate side. Is that your understanding, Mr. Chair?
There is a letter from MLAC and OLIS that I wouldn't say they came to an agreement on the Dash 1s and Dash 3s necessarily. They have they are meeting this morning, actually, and my understanding is they do have come to a potential agreement on some recommendations. However, they were comfortable with us moving this bill forward as proposed in the Dash 1s and 3s with my conversation with the co-chairs previously. They did not want to hold this bill up. They wanted it to keep going. They think that this issue needs to be addressed, and they've been reviewing this bill for quite some time, and we have run out of time to wait for, even though they may be coming up with a recommendation today, for us to get a new amendment drafted in the paperwork. We have confirmed that we will not get that paperwork back in time.
Gotcha.
To actually move any of their recommendations. They're happy to work on the Senate side with their recommendations, and I'm comfortable moving the bill with the Dash 1s and the Dash 3s to the floor and to the other side of the building at this point. I think MLAC has done a good job and is continuing to work on this issue. It's a big, tough issue, no doubt about it, but it is something that does need to be addressed, and they recognize that. So I appreciate their willingness to continue to work with us on the further recommendation. I did try to wait as long as I possibly could to get their recommendation, but we simply have no more time left, and even if we waited till Monday, we would still not be able to have the paperwork together, and so I want to go ahead and move it today.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kinmer.
This is a pretty big bill in my mind, and I think a terrible precedent to set to move it. I think if the co-chairs are of such a mind, then I'd like to speak with them that this is acceptable to move and that they will fix it in the Senate. I find I just think it's a big enough issue and a precedent-setting one that I'm very uncomfortable with this.
And Jan, could you bring up the letter from the MLAC co-chairs, please? Let's read it into the record.
I will.
Chair Holby, while she's bringing it up, may I make a comment?
Certainly.
I just wanted to thank everyone, especially the MLAC chairs and the parties, for working very hard on this, and my understanding, reaching a consensus, at least in concept, even if we don't have the amendments drafted already. That's pretty impressive. I didn't know that we were going to be able to get there. From what I understand of the consensus, it doesn't go as far as I would like, but I'm happy to adopt it just out of respect for the process and for MLAC.
Thank you. Jan, could you read the letter that
we've been referring to, please?
This is dated April 9th. It's from the co-chairs Guy Below and John Mullis. Chair Holby, as you know, Management Labor Advisory Committee has been reviewing this bill along with several other large pieces of legislation. In mid-February, the various groups proposing 2764 and Senate Bill 649 started a process to identify areas of compromise. The parties met a number of times, and we believe they acted in good faith to seek common ground. At the April 3rd MLAC meeting, the parties told us that they'd not yet reached an agreement, so we asked them to make one more attempt. If they could not provide that by April 7th, the co-chairs of MLAC agreed to take up the work to craft a recommendation to the legislature. The parties did not meet the deadline, but their negotiations resulted in an excellent starting point for us to begin identifying a set of amendments that MLAC can support. Our discussions have been very productive, but we are unable to provide you final amendment language or a full MLAC vote in time to advise your work session today. We understand you face deadlines to act on bills, and we do not wish to impact forward movement on this legislation. And to that end, we commit to providing an MLAC recommendation and suggested amendments in time for the first hearing on the bill in the Senate.
Thank you. So with that, I am quite comfortable moving this forward. You know, the legislative process and timelines are you know, pretty rigid, as you know, and I believe this body needs to act. So, Representative Kinnemer.
Mr. Chairman, I have some sympathy for that. I appreciate the letter. I'd ask for a recess, please.
We'll stand in recess. Like to reconvene the House Committee on Business and Labor. We were under had a motion on the table to adopt the -1 amendment. The motion made by Representative Barton. Representative Barton.
Chair Hovey, I would like to withdraw my motion to adopt the -1 amendment to House Bill 2764.
Representative Barton would move to withdraw his motion on the -1 amendment to House Bill 2764. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is withdrawn, and we will close the work session on House Bill 27.
Don't you want to reschedule? Okay, can you do that after you close? Excuse me for interrupting.
Close the work session on House Bill 2764, and with that, committee, we're going to carry over a few bills. So with your patience, we will carry over House Bill 2764 into Monday.
Okay.
We will carry over House Bill 2469. We will carry over House Bill 3304. We will carry over House Bill 3137. We will carry over House Bill 3025. We will carry over House Bill 2577. And we will carry over House Bill 2386.
Wow.
Jan, did I get
it? Can I have Jan, or could we have Jan repeat that for us?
Certainly.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page.
I got lost
on at least one of those.
I was just going to ask her to do the same thing.
I show that we are carrying over the following: 2386, 2577, 3025, 3137, 3304. 2469 and 2764.
Got it? Very good. After I did it backwards, you did it forward and got it right. So, with that, we will adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor.
Yeah. We did pretty good.
Noonish.
And
over to Charlie.
Noonish. And